This is MSO News Sports. I'm with head coach Brian Vaughn from Lynn Classical Football, getting ready for his first game as head coach of the Rams on Friday night against Medford. And Brian, tell us about the preparation. It's coming to an end.
Yeah, you know, we've been going at it all summer in the weight room and doing conditioning stuff. And then when camp comes, you know, we've been working hard. I think the kids been working hard. I think the coaching staff has been putting in the time to better the program. And we're excited. We're excited to have our opening night tomorrow night, first time coaching in green and gold, and we're really excited.
Tell me about the improvements that you've seen with the team since the very beginning. Where are the greatest areas of improvement?
I just think right now the kids have really made a strong commitment. I think, the commitment that they had this year is probably one of the best they had, especially because we have a lot of great senior leaders right now. And they're the ones that are really changing the culture and doing some things to make kids understand how much it takes and, you know, pushing in the direction of totally being committed to the program.
Brian, let me ask you about some of your offensive players. Then we'll go to defense for a second here. But maybe tell me anything about what can you share with me about your offensive line, and then we'll go to some skilled players.
We have some offensive linemen, you know, again, a lot of guys, first-year starters, they're a little inexperienced, but overall they give great effort, and, you know, we have some decent size up front, and they're some pretty good athletes, so we're hoping with the decent size and being pretty athletic, it's going to gel for us.
Now, the offense itself, run by a junior quarterback, Keith Ridley. Describe him as a player to me, and then some of the people that he might be throwing to or handing off to.
Ridley's a kid that is picking up the offense really well. He's an extension of the coaching staff when he's on the field. We actually give him a lot of leeway with changing play calls and stuff like that. And he's taken over the team by doing that. Strong arm, very high football IQ. So we're excited for him. Some of the wide receivers, I think we have a good four core wide receivers: Adam Washington, Nashawn Butler, Tyrese Joseph, Marcus Tucker, Maurice Sequeira. We have a few. We'll be rotating anywhere between four and seven wide receivers. So we're excited for those guys. I think they're pretty good athletes.
And if you were a scout looking at your defense, what might be a player or two that you would kind of notice at the end of, say, the first quarter of a game?
Oh, I would have to say Alberto Guerrero. He's one of our linebackers. He's really athletic and strong and fast, makes a lot of plays. Ishmael Johnson, he's our – basically our quarterback on defense, and obviously Chase Bono, he's probably our guy. He's our leader on defense.
Yeah, Coach, if you could share with me your coaching staff and some of the guys that you're obviously counting on and to help lead this team this year.
Sure. One coach is a coach that he's been with me at Pope John and over in the Boston League as well. He's been with me over some time is Jamie Delverney. He's been my own line coach. He's my right-hand man. I count heavily on him. Also, Dennis Murphy, Lynn guy. He was with me my first year at South Boston. He's my defensive coordinator. Gets after it. Very hard worker. Always trying to do the right thing to get better. I also have Rob Soroyce, who's a carryover from the last staff. But he's our special teams coach. And he gets after it. Tyler Alcudo, another person carried over, my receivers coach, him and Scott Ferry, because we go inside-outside receivers. They help develop our guys. And overall, I think, like I said, our coaching staff has been putting the time in and working really hard.
Finally, what do you know about Medford? What kind of a game do you expect?
Medford's always, my experience is Medford's always been like, a lot of athletes, guys that can run, guys with some speed. So we have to worry about that. I think, if we can't contain like their athletes from running around and making plays, then we'll be in trouble. But if we can contain that, hopefully things will go our way.
Well, Brian, good talking with you, and good luck Friday night.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Brian Vaughn, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.